About our last segment, I neglected to mention that Sapphire, the Uppity Blues Women, have a new album out. It's called Deluxe, sort of a best-of album. All the music you heard on the program today is on that album as well. In a few minutes, we'll be talking with the voice behind Oscar the Grouch and Big Bird. If you'd like to join us, 800-989-8255, 800-989-TALK. Email us, talk@npr.org. But first, to FEMA. The Federal Emergency Management Agency should be abolished. That's the conclusion of a Senate panel that just finished a seven-month investigation into the government's response to Hurricane Katrina. Getting rid of the much-maligned agency is among 86 recommendations in the report just released by the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee. While there's little disagreement about FEMA's flawed response to Katrina, there is no consensus about what form a replacement should take, even if there should be one. For more, we're joined now by Tim Starks, Homeland Security reporter for Congressional Quarterly. He joins us from Capitol Hill. Thanks very much for being with us today.
Thank you.
Senator Susan Collins, a Republican of Maine, other senators on the panel, including a Democrat, Joe Lieberman, want to eliminate FEMA. Why is the only solution to blow it up and start all over again?
I don't know that they necessarily think it's the only solution. I do think they think it's the best solution and think the others aren't quite as good. Their idea is that if FEMA can report to the president during a crisis but remains part of the Department of Homeland Security as part of that integrated response mechanism when there's a disaster, be it man-made or natural, then it'll be better prepared to respond to a disaster next time. They just reject the other ideas, some of which have a lot of steam behind them, to completely take FEMA out of the Department of Homeland Security. And then, of course, the Bush administration is pretty happy with the reforms that they've been undertaking on their own to make FEMA a better organization.
And the White House did issue a statement today saying that at this particular moment, the approach of hurricane season, among other things, is not a time to be doing major reorganizations for emergency preparedness agencies. But nevertheless, the Senate panel, what did they propose to replace FEMA?
They want a new authority that has both response and preparedness. It would be the NPRA, National Preparedness and Response Authority. So that's what they're proposing, and they're looking to move legislation that would reflect this new authority soon. I haven't set a timeline, but in the meantime, I think we're going to see the House and maybe some other people in the Senate wanting to push FEMA to be removed from the Department of Homeland Security. That was one of the reactions that we've been getting a lot of today at Congressional Quarterly, that FEMA still needs to be taken out of the department. This won't fix it because terrorism and natural disaster preparedness are just going to inevitably conflict. And then some people think it just needs to be a cabinet agency.
Mm-hmm. How would it be different, in fact, from FEMA, which is, of course, inside Homeland Security?
Well, that would be one of the critiques, is that this may be just renaming, putting a new face on an old, ugly cousin, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
The idea is, though, that if it's integrated within the department most of the time, and then is able to report to the president during a disaster, that takes out that layer of bureaucracy that was criticized following Katrina. There were a lot of people who said FEMA's way too far down the organizational chart to be able to be effective. It has to report to too many people above it, and it's been neglected by being so far down in the Department of Homeland Security. If you lift it up just a little, and that's what they're proposing, and give it that capacity to go directly to the president when things are really dire, the thinking is that somehow that will be better for the next disaster.
What happens to this report now?
Well, they're going to take it up in a committee hearing next week, and they're going to discuss it. The full committee is still actually getting a look at it. I talked to one committee member today who hadn't even seen the report as of about noon today. So there's still a lot of committee members taking a look at this, but then it's got a pretty long road if they decide to take it and make it into legislation, which is the idea of Senator Collins and the other leaders of the committee. It's going to have to first get through its own committee. There are a lot of lawmakers who would like to still see FEMA removed from the Department of Homeland Security. Then it has to get some floor time, which as of now it doesn't have. Senator Frist, the majority leader, has not committed to any definitive time for moving it on the floor. Then it has to get through the House, which has been moving toward FEMA. And it has to do all of this over toward removing FEMA from DHS. And it has to do all this over the potential objections of the White House and the Department of Homeland Security.
And all of this, well, I guess before Congress goes home. And that may seem like a long time away, but for something like this, it seems to put them on a very tight time schedule.
It does. And in particular, because this is a very, very, very short session this year. They're actually This is actually one of the shortest sessions that Congress will ever have. The election season appears to be the reason for some of the cynics who look at this and say, why are they only here, say, Tuesday to Thursday and then taking long, month-long vacation?
Mm-hmm.
So they don't have a whole lot of time, and there are a lot of competing ideas. The House Homeland Security Committee came out with its own idea. It's pretty similar to what they're proposing in the Senate Katrina report, but it's yet another idea that's getting thrown into the mix, and it's a long way to go with a very short amount of time to do it.
And one of the reasons all those members of Congress and the senators want to get home so often this year is a lot of them are running for re-election.
Exactly. Even the less cynical explanation is that, you know, most lawmakers will acknowledge, yes, it's an election year, and we really it's going to be a tight re-election for Congress in particular because of the president's low approval ratings and the Republican Congress's low approval ratings.
Tim Starks, thanks very much. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Tim Starks covers Homeland Security for Congressional Quarterly. He joined us from the Capitol building. In a moment, Oscar and Big Bird.